833-563-2539. What did you spend money on when you were drunk? My wife, Lindsay, had to call and she had to make an apology and kind of do take-backsies. My wife left a $120 tip on kind of like a little shuttle bus or like a limo thing they were taking around for a bachelorette party.
Get it, girl?
No.
Was the driver like, hallelujah?
They were until the next morning when she called and asked to take the tip off.
She did?
Yes.
What?
She took it back?
Yes, my wife was drunk along with all the other girls on this bachelorette party. They were up in Michigan where one of our friends is from, and they went over this weekend, and everything was covered. Tip was included. Like, the driver was taken care of, but my wife, for whatever reason, really loved this driver. It's like, I want to give you a $120 tip. So out comes the credit card. She's like, are you sure? She's like, yes, swipe it.
Isn't a tip like a kind of no take back thing?
That's what I always thought. But because I'm so cheap in this case, I say, good girl. She called the next day and she's like, hey, I apologize, but did something happen? Like, did somebody throw up in the vehicle or what? Why is there a $120 charge on my card? Like, oh, well, ma'am, you wanted to tip above and beyond $120 because you, whatever reason, really like the driver. She's like, oh, crap. Can you take that off?
Oh, and, I feel so bad for the driver.
And the driver's like, oh, no problem. Like, womp, womp, womp. But I'm wondering at 833-563-2539, what did you spend money on? What did you blow money on when you were drunk? Because can anybody top $120? I think that's a lot of money, but I'm sure somebody can set the bar a little higher than that. 833-563-2539.
I bought tickets for a Clemson versus University of Louisville game in Clemson. So I was in South Carolina. I was drunk, and me and my best friend paid $200 for tickets that ended up being fake. And
oh,
apparently
no.
They were super obviously fake. But one, we didn't know what Clemson tickets looked like. And two, we were drunk, so we couldn't tell. $200 for fake tickets.
Where do you find fake tickets like that? Is that like an eBay thing? Or?
No, like everyone, you know, just like people will just be around town because the entire city shuts down and is tailgating for this game. And you go every 10 feet, there's someone selling tickets. And majority of them are selling fake
and
tickets.
And they were fake.
But we didn't know because we weren't familiar with the area. But we ended up getting free tickets and ended up getting to go into the game anyways at the 50-yard line, like eight rows up.
So it was kind of worth it then that you spent that much money on that.
Yeah, because we met these guys who were from Clemson who felt bad for us because we were crying on the side of the stadium. And so they gave us their tickets.
That's like a whole deal. I guess the only thing I've ordered recently, I ordered a complete set, like all these different Ariana Grande lip glosses.
What?
That I did not
What are you, 12?
It was like one of those ads that pops up on Instagram, and I had a few cocktails. I'm like, yes, yes, I need these on my lip. I want shiny. I want plumping. And then I kept getting these in the mail, and I'm like, how many of these did I order?
And were you drunk when you ordered this?
Good lip gloss. Yes.
Oh, Mackenzie.
Now I have 5 new lip glosses that I clearly don't need.
Okay, the bar has been set at $120. Can anybody top it? We'll find out. 833-563-2539. Lindsay, what happened to you?
Yeah, so my boyfriend and I, we both got super drunk. We were on like a boat, and we were all talking about the Garth Brooks concert where they were playing at Notre Dame. He was like the first like country singer to play there. So we decided we were going to buy the best tickets, and all of our friends were like, yeah, we'll go, which we're all drunk. And we spent almost $1,000 on everyone's ticket. But then we were like, later on, we like forgot we ordered them. And they were from Vivid Seats where you can't get a refund.
Oh,
so
man.
We decided to order another set. So we ordered $2,000 worth of tickets and couldn't get a refund. We called and explained like how drunk we were and like all this stuff. Nope. So then we also tried to sell them. Turns out there was a huge snowstorm the same night and it's an outdoor stadium. So nobody wanted to go. So we had to eat the cost.
I can't believe that because I went and saw Garth Brooks in concert. Lindsay, thank you for the call. And I feel like most shows, you could flip that and make so much money.
They're not cheap. I mean, that's a solid. Them. That was my little girl Lulu's her first concert, Garth Brooks.
Oh,
she
wow.
didn't love it because she didn't know any of the songs, obviously. But he gives a great show.
You know what, Lindsay? On the bright side, though, you had plenty of like arm room. You weren't cramped in those seats.
You could just stretch out.
No kidding. You had plenty of room for fun and activities. Let's talk to Ashley real quick. Ashley, did you really blow your entire paycheck when you were drunk?
My entire paycheck. I was trying to be a badass, and I really regretted it the next morning.
What did you do?
Threw it on girls.
What do you mean threw it on girls?
All night.
Like Girl Scout cookies?
Oh, no. You made it rain is what you're saying.
Yeah. Well, I mean, everybody was throwing money, guys throwing money, and I was like, you know, I want to show them up. So threw all the money I brought with me and realized I wasn't getting that back.
How much are we talking?
$900.
Oh, wow. So you were popular that night.
Oh, my God. I've never had a bad feeling about the strip club,
well,
and now
I
you're making
like
me uncomfortable.
All the girls hugging me and saying thank you, and I'm
I bet they were.
No kidding.
And I was like, where's all my money?
It's gone. You know, I would have done like, you ever see people that are really cheap and they'll put like a tape around a quarter and put it in like the pop machine or like put a dollar so they can pull it back out. That's what I'd done with like the stripper. I would have been like that one in commercial, like, you don't get it.
I would have
reeled my money back in. $900.
Those girls got to pay their rent, Joe.
Ashley, I don't think this is something to celebrate, but you are the winner. So congratulations.
Yeah. We're like, yay. Slow clap.
Yay, bands make her dance.